Good morning, Dallas Stars hockey fans. This is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. Well, I want to start off and say congratulations, Mike Modano, for getting your statue immortalized at American Airlines Center. Typically, what's always a fear or a superstition is a great moment like that happens. Someone celebrates their 1,000th game. Somebody gets a statue. You know, they have the big hype around the day. And the game itself turns out to be a flop. Well, obviously, that's not what happened last night. We won 4-1 against the Kings. We got ourselves back on track. We picked up 2 points. And for a moment, we were number one, and now we're number two because Colorado has the tiebreaker. But the biggest thing is I'm gonna probably say this till my face turns blue, you know, shout it from the rooftops. We just have to not panic. And it's interesting, I was on the train last night and I was with quite a few Dallas Stars fans coming from the game, and there was a really incredible jersey, and that's exactly the words that were on it: don't panic. You know, you have highs and lows in this game, and we did have a 5-game road winning streak. We lost 2 games at home to 2 Eastern Conference teams that we just don't play enough to get an understanding of them. And now that we're getting towards the end of the regular season, if we face either one of those teams, it would only be because, or any Eastern Conference team, it'd only be because we're in the Stanley Cup final, which obviously that's what we want in the end. But for all you youngins, and I say this with all due respect, you know, a lot of kids nowadays get to see the YouTube clips and the highlights of what Mike Modano meant to the sport of hockey. And I'm older and I actually got to watch him play. A lot of times on the TV, sometimes in person. But the truth is, I believe that his style of play would still play in today's game, and so does Pete DeBoer, because that's something that he said at his press conference last night, that he felt like a guy like Modano could be popped into a lineup even today. And I think a lot of the kids that are playing in the NHL today, you know, they were looking up to the way and the style that he plays. Congratulations, Mo. Very, very happy for you. But back to talking about hockey right now. I mean, we're, you know, it's very easy to go on the point watching train. I mean, Colorado won last night, but they won in overtime. And I'm a firm believer, the more exertion you put out there towards the end of the regular season, the more that can affect you when it comes to playoff time. We won our game solid in regulation. They had to go against Edmonton, and they had to win it in overtime. I think that stuff does wear on you. I'm a firm believer in that. You know, that's a part of the game that can get you in the end. But like I said, we basically have a chance here to win the division. I still think we're on point to do so. I mean, we got 3 days off coming up where recover, practice. We don't play again until Wednesday, and we play against Arizona, which is a team that should be a kind of a tune-up game, if you will. But you know what? As a fan, we can say those things, but as a player, you can't. You have to play every game like it's the playoffs. We have about 13 games left this season. We have 91 points. We haven't gone past 90 points in a couple of years, which is exciting. Look, and as far as the opponent's concerned in the playoffs, we can sit here and go, we want Nashville. We don't want to play Colorado right now. Remember the one thing, the one inevitable truth in this sport is once the playoffs hit, your records don't matter. It just doesn't matter. What you do in the playoffs matters. It's a clean slate. I mean, hell, I'm even thinking with the way that Nashville's playing right now, they're 12-0-2, which means they had 12-game winning streak, and two of the games were overtime losses. I mean, the last 14 games, they've been one of the hottest teams in the Central, and hypothetically, if they make the first wild card and we somehow pull off winning the division, we'd have to face them. And I know a lot of people think, oh, that would be a great matchup because, you know, we've kind of owned them all year. Well, once again, when a team gets hot, it can be scary sometimes. So, it doesn't matter who we get. It just matters how we attack them. And the truth is, we're playing great hockey. Even in the losses, we're playing great hockey. I know that sounds crazy, but if you watch, especially the Florida game, I said this the other day, it was a lot of undisciplined stuff that made us lose that game. But the first 2.5 periods, we were the better team. We were in their zone, we were shooting the puck, we had great forecheck, we were doing all the things that you need to do, and we were cycling well, and we were making sure that they stayed out in the middle of the ice. But unfortunately, we were dumb, and we got several penalties that gave the number 4 power play in the country, in the NHL, a chance to win a game. You can't do that. But remember, the game's good no matter what. Sometimes, even in a loss, you can see what good happens. Remember, this is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute, and don't panic.